Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, some bonanza fun. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. When I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let him mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
A round of golf, body shots, ice cold beer and ballpark rots, Cuban cigars, Oktoberfest. I've tried it all, but sex is the best. Big, big steak, a Harley ride, a video games whizzing outside. Sex is the best. Spring breakdown in Mexico. Tequila worm, a donkey show. Fake ID, no arrest. I've tried it all, but sex is the best. But sex, but sex.
Sex is the best.
But sex, but sex.
Sex is the best.
Done it all from east to west. But sex, but sex. Sex is the best. Got drunk in Pamplona. Running booze with a bunch of dicks. Goes my ass on Everest.
Sex is the best.
Got drunk on safari. Hunting bush with stupid pricks. Lost my ass in Vegas. Spent a lot of cash to get some kicks. But sex, but sex.
Sex is the best.
But sex, but sex.
Sex is the best.
I've done it all from east to west. But sex, but sex, but sex.
Sex is the best.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Okay, here we go. Here's the little quiz for you. When Bonanza came on the air,
NBC.
Yeah, that's correct.
They actually burned the map every week. They had to get a new map.
When I was a kid, I thought the show took place in Virginia.
Virginia City.
Right? Yeah, I don't remember. See, this will all be knowledge to me because I don't know anything really about this show.
And neither does anyone.
I don't either. I never watched.
But this is actually interesting in the Well, it just
that Lang, what with was
the
what
in
Michael?
The context of the. Never mind. I'm not going to even stoop to your level here.
Boots.
NBC.
What did I do?
The show had terrible ratings because it was up against what?
Ponderosa.
No, Ponderosa is the name of the ranch.
Ed Sullivan.
That wasn't a show in and of itself,
no.
Ponderosa?
Okay.
What was the other big one that had the Miss Kitty in it?
Also had a great theme song.
Gunsmoke.
No.
Oh. Bonanza
Have
was
Gun
on.
Will Travel.
If I remember
Bonanza
correctly,
was up against a non-Western.
Oh, I remember.
May have been one of the most popular shows in the 50s.
In the 50s?
Sunday nights. Yeah. Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, I think, was when Bonanza was on NBC. So
no
I'm
going
to say... Oh, geez. Sunday night, 9 o'clock.
In the 50s.
I'll give you
Ed
a hint.
Sullivan?
I'll give you a hint.
Milton Berle.
No, it was a drama.
It wasn't a variety
I'll give
show?
You a hint. It's one of Chick's best, one of Chick's best impressions.
Perry Mason.
Perry Mason?
Perry Mason.
Have you ever seen Chick's Raymond Burr?
No.
Mark.
You can just see the wheelchair, can't you?
Push my stool in.
Ironsides.
That's Ironsides.
Yeah, that's Ironsides.
Perry Mason was the later.
Della.
And from God's now,
Perry Mason and Ironside weren't the same people.
Perry
Mason same played actor. Ironside. Yeah,
but the question is, why did
Fiji.
NBC stick with Bonanza, even though it was getting trounced in the ratings?
Because NBC lost a bet with Lauren Green.
No.
Why?
Because NBC's corporate parent was RCA. Does that help at all?
They had to sell
TVs.
Yes, and what would have made TVs?
It was in color.
Exactly. It was in color.
Yep. Exactly.
Was Bonanza always in color?
Bonanza was one of the first series to be filmed and broadcast in color.
Uh-huh. Gosh, and if you ever the I think Bonanza is one of the funniest shows on TV because if you watch it for just where it is, like when they walk out of the Ponderosa. It's
always
obviously
inside.
Such a set.
Yeah.
And when they're out on the range, it's like a plastic rock.
Yes,
and,
but yeah. When you were a kid, you believed it all, didn't you? Come on, tell me.
Do you want some more Bonanza trivia?
Yes, you did.
I'm on the fence about this.
had to believe in a little bit of that magic.
Of the major cast members on the show that were male, only one didn't wear a toupee.
Oh.
Michael Landon.
The houseboy.
Nope. Oh. Sen Young wore a toupee attached.
Tojo wore a... Okay.
His name is not Tojo. Incredible.
It was a different time. It was 60s. It was a different time.
Yeah, Michael Landon, of course, had his own hair.
Yeah, beautiful hair.
Because I remember his other show I used to call Little Hair Salon on the Prairie.
Yeah.
You know, he had those glorious locks.
An anemic attempt at bastard... Okay.
I loved him, Michael Landon.
Dan Blocker started wearing a toupee on the show in 1968, according to this account.
Well, when did Michael Landon ever wear a toupee?
Parnell Roberts wore a toupee but hated wearing it and never wore it in private. He would come to rehearsals without the hair.
Wasn't Parnell Roberts one of the most difficult men ever to work for?
Oh, he was off TV for a long time. Then he came back in the MASH. Remember that?
Trapper John.
Lauren Green wore his hairpiece in his private life as well.
Was Michael Landon considered sexy?
God, yes.
Oh, okay, he was a sex symbol.
He was
for women?
The young, yeah. He was
Little Joe.
He wet his bed, you know.
He was Little Joe.
What? He wet his bed.
He wet his bed.
With you. Yeah,
there was a famous television movie that Michael Landon.
You are absolutely right.
Wrote and produced and directed, and it was all about bedwetting.
That's
because
right.
He suffered from bedwetting.
No
My parents
idea.
Made me watch it because I was a bedwetter, and.
Remind me not to invite him over to spend the night. At any point, so.
What do you mean, ew?
He doesn't.
I was a child.
You just were expressing how much you liked him, that you said he was your favorite on the show, and now you're going,
your biggest fan, wet the bed.
Yeah.
He doesn't wet the bed now.
No, I haven't wet the bed.
You don't know that.
At least
I don't
not,
know that.
Not that we.
I don't know that.
No, the last time I wet, it was a couch, and I was fully dressed, and there was Jägermeister involved.
Okay.
Oh, man, that stuff's amazing, isn't it?
Okay, here we have it.
Michael Landon was cute.
The longest runner
1976, Michael Landon directed a movie called The Longest Runner, starring Lance Kerwin.
It was a big deal.
In the movie, Lance is a 13-year-old bedwetter, and his mother hangs his unwashed, wet, yellowing sheets outside his bedroom window in an effort to get him to stop it.
All it did was exacerbate the problem.
And wasn't Michael Landon an incredible distance runner? That's why they call this The Loneliest Runner, because he set the record in 1972 for the quarter mile.
You are making all of this
2 minutes, 28 seconds.
You're making that up.
People ran slower then because they were
See, that's
much
the problem.
Shorter.
You have a fun show talking about actual history and trivia, and then it's ruined by chick.
Michael Landon was such a good-looking man.
Lance Kerwin ended up on a great show called James at 15.
Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
Written by Dan Wakefield. Now,
I was a teenage werewolf. Isn't that where he got his start?
Yeah, his hair was perfect. Michael Landon was born... Eugene Maurice Horowitz.
Oh. Some people call me Maurice.
Some people call
me the Pompadus of Love.
I'm the gangster.
In 1957, Candlelight Records.
Yes.
In 1957, Candlelight Records released a Michael Landon single, "Give Me a Little Kiss, paren, Will Ya, Huh?" Close paren. I'm not making that up. Slash.
Are you
be
forcing? Are you
going
to force Dean to find that?
Well, I don't think it'd be very difficult with today's...
You think you could find Give Me a Little Kiss, Won't You, Hun?
I bet you could. It was the song was for the role in the was for the movie I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Some copies show the artist credited as the Teenage Werewolf rather than as Michael Landon. 1962, both A and B side of the record re-released on the Phonograph label. Phono spelled F-O-N-O and Graph, G-R-A-F. Included a picture sleeve of Landon's then current work on Bonanza as Little Joe.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Now, again, we were able to find the clip of the... Because we're talking about this because the composer of the song Bonanza...
Apparently he's not the composer. Now. I don't know.
He's not the...
I read what I'm handed by the Associated Press.
I didn't hand you this one.
I know. I said I read...
It's your fault.
Christy Lee.
Al Bundy sang this song when he was growing a vegetable garden.
The man who turned the theme songs from Bonanza and the Magnificent Seven into pop hits has died. Al Keola died Wednesday in a nursing home in Allendale, New Jersey, according to his son.
So what do you mean he didn't write him?
It says his version of the Bonanza theme hit number 19 in 1961. His take on the Magnificent Seven theme hit number 35 that same year.
Oh, okay. So kind of like Night on Disco Mountain or whatever. He took an old song and turned it into a pop hit.
But he was a respected studio musician who played on such songs as Paul Anka's Put Your Head on My Shoulder, Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson, and Del Shannon's Runaway.
There you go. So we're not exactly...
Michael Landon appeared on the cover of TV Guide 22 times.
Whoa.
Second only to...
Kermit the Frog.
Jerry Van Dyke.
Carol Burnett.
No, Jerry Van Dyke.
Lucille Ball.
Actually. Oh,
wow. That's a name. Lucille Ball. Trivia fact. I swear now, to you me. Asked if Lauren Green, of course, did that spoken word thing. We have a little bit of a sample here.
Ringo. Ringo. Behind the drum kit.
Pete Best.
I nursed him till the danger passed.
On my teeth.
The days went by, he meant it fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in...
I'm sorry, so you now have Lauren... I'm sorry, I want to just clarify
here. He said he's nursing that guy.
Lauren Green is nursing him with his teat. Is that
what
you said?
That's what he said.
T-E-T.
T-E-T.
I kind of sound like Lauren Green. T-E-E-T. Or is it T-E-A-T?
Isn't it T-E-A-T?
T-E-A-T.
What's T-E-E-T?
Misspelling? I don't know.
That would be correct.
Do you want to hear the... Would you like to hear the Michael Landon song?
I had no idea.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
I had no idea.
What's this called again?
Like Lorne Green.
What's it? Give me a...
Dingo stole my baby.
Dingo.
Dingo. Dingo. Ate my baby. I nursed that dingo back to hell.
Okay.
Sucked on my teeth like Meryl Streep.
Okay, you need to, you guys need to get together in a different room and polish this a little bit. Here's the Michael Landon thing. Here we go.
Oh, is it? I told you he'd find it.
Boy, does that say 50s?
I already hate it.
Boy, yeah, that, I already hate
Wait a minute. Hold it. Nope.
I already hate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're not allowed to hate it.
Really, they have to do more of the guitar?
Sing, Michael. Ringo.
Oh, wow, that hurts your ears.
Yep.
Give me a little kiss.
Ugh.
Whoa, it's rapping.
Just a little one.
But I bought you dinner.
Give me a little kiss.
Oh. Then we'll play just the tip.
What are you gonna miss?
Smell my elbow.
What are you gonna miss? It was the bed I used to piss.
Now you're bringing it back to poor Josh. Poor Josh.
Not me, Michael.
Wets his
Michael
bed.
Landon.
Oh,
man,
I
just not wet his bed. Anymore.
I would wet a bed, though. My
Whoa,
word.
Hose it down. Wake up and hose it down.
I had the plastic sheets and everything.
So you never had sleepovers as a kid? That's so sad.
My parents would have to warn the other parents if I went over, if I slept at a friend's house.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's kind of sad.
I know. It was a bummer, yeah.
So Michael
Josh,
Landon.
Climb up here. Let me
did Michael Landon have this issue as a child? That's why he made the movie about getting his bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had that as an adult, too. Well, that's sad. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents showed me the movie, and that night I promptly pissed all over the bed.
You seem to be taking a certain
delight. There's a lot of scenes of
Bonanza. Well, if I don't laugh at about it, if I don't laugh about it, I'll cry.
Because
you
were able to get it under control.
There's a lot of scenes of Bonanza. If you watch real close, they're standing there, and Michael Landon is peeing his pants right then.
No, he's not.
That's false. Could we get back to his song, please?
I hope something else rhymes with this.
You're Hyman. You've got to lose.
Give me a little what?
Why are you dressed swig? Like that if you don't little, want me to kiss you?
Say swig?
No, give me a little squeeze.
Squeeze?
So now he's going for a second base.
Little HJ apparently. Action.
Yep.
I wouldn't go with HJ. Must you take the show down
handy.
Vulgar Road?
I'm looking.
Anything you ask, I'll do.
Do, do, do.
I'll take you for a little ride where we can be alone. Once you kiss me, you will never think of walking home.
Okay.
Give me a little kiss.
This is awful.
Yeah, that blows. Okay.
Yeah.
What year was that turd released?
That is my nomination as the worst song that I've ever heard.
Me too.
Really?
What was the name of the song? Yeah.
This is
Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh?
1957 Candlelight Records released the single Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh?
As part of the soundtrack of I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Answering the question.
There's a video that goes with it, too.
Does a bear piss in the woods?
Well, once again, to answer the original question, which was... did Lauren Green, were there lyrics to Bonanza? We have found, here's Lauren.
Ringo.
Ringo.
Ringo. Ringo.
And here are the lyrics. Here's a different version of the Bonanza theme with lyrics.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the mother f***ing West. We chased Lady Luck till we finally f***ed Bonanza. If anyone f***s any one of us, he's gonna f*** with me. Bonanza!
Oh,
those are the Canadian.
Can you
lyrics.
Imagine back then how funny everyone thought that was? And I bet they had, like, they passed copies of it and forth. Oh, my goodness.
By the way, Give Me a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh? Was written in 1926.
Jeez.
Wait, so they had much time to not be able to make
it's
it good?
That's
recorded.
What they arrived at?
They had that many years and it still is that
Debbie
crappy.
Reynolds recorded it. Dean Martin recorded it. Eddie Arnold. Frank Sinatra. It's been recorded a lot.
I love Debbie Reynolds.
Maybe Dick Mango should do it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes, he should.
Yes, yes.
Hey, give me a little kiss, will you?
What are you going to miss? Your hymen.
Tom does a pretty good Dick Mango impression.
He does.
That's my only good impression.
How about I rub it on your belly, huh?
Whatever sad fantasies you have, perhaps you should keep them to yourself.
Actually, in my brain, I was thinking, what's the
one thing I could say?
Right.
And that's what you came up with?
That's why, yeah. You had, my saddest attempt.
So you had that much time to come up with it. And that was
I think we're done here.
Are we?
No, we just got rolling.
Yeah, this after party's over.
These after parties have been killer.
I know.
Everybody's going to want to come to the after party.
Yeah.
We never did.
That's where we could have your fan of the day.
No.
25 words or less.
Yep. Or just one wiener pick. That's how we'll decide.
Josh,
oh, thanks,
I hate you so much right now.
So in the course of 21 minutes, you have gone from
like
him being your favorite on the show.
Yeah, that's how she is.
He just leaves you.
Yeah, that's how I balance things out.
That's how she do. That's how she do.
Yeah, that's right. You're out.
Tom, what are you reading? You're very.
Yeah, what are you reading?
I'm reading about Bonanza over here.
Oh, I shouldn't have asked.
The theme song was, in fact, written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans.
Oh, you know what else they wrote?
Orchestrated by David Rose. No.
What?
Mr. Ed.
Oh.
You thought I was going to.
I thought you were going to say some horrible.
You thought I was going to say, like, the rodeo song or something.
Yeah,
or something.
The famous Mr. Ed.
My head ears.
Here's a stretch.
I'm off to the rodeo.
Members of the Western Writers of America chose the theme to Bonanza as one of the top 100 Western songs of all time. Really?
Yeah.
So it's 100 of them.
I didn't know there were 100 of them to start with. But, yeah, of course it's one of the top ones.
Yes.
Oh, man. Mm-mm. Well, could Hop sing?
Oh, God.
Could Hop sing?
Is this over? Yes.
In prison.
He sang the hell out of it in prison.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll work on our Tom Petty or on our Petty thing.
Gotta sing, sing. What's that? Is that the producers? What is that from?
Wow. By the way, one more little thing. Give Me a Little Kiss was co-written by the guy that wrote Sweet Georgia Brown. Boy, that's hard to believe.
That is a turd of a song.
Sweet Georgia Brown?
Not that one.
You mean the other one he wrote?
The other one. Give me a kiss.
Oh, yeah, that's a rough one, yeah.
Gosh.
You mean this one?
The bed I'm gonna piss.
Again,
give me a little kiss.
This was not used for that movie.
No.
How about it, sis?
Kiss. Just a little.
Could have gone with Miss, but no.
No.
Give me a little kiss.
Bingo.
God, that blows. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Shut your mouth and just kiss me.
Okay, thank you very much.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.